This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now it's time for three good things.
1, 2, 3.
Tell me something good.
On this Mother's Day, I'd like to share some stories about moms and their kids from StoryCorps. StoryCorps was founded in 2003 with the idea that everyone has a story to tell and those stories matter. Their mission, to illuminate the humanity and possibility in all of us, one story at a time. People can record their stories at home, at a studio, at mobile recording sites. The recordings are collected at the Library of Congress, and the online archive is the largest single collection of human voices ever gathered. Let's begin with Lourdes and her son, Roger.
You pretty much grew up in the back of the pickup truck. I was picking crops, and in my breaks, I had to change your diaper and do whatever needed to be done and continue on working. And I always thought that you need to do what I didn't do, which is finish your education first.
You always said that you were going to lead by example. And I remember when you got your GED, you were in the fields. And instead of having lunch, you would have your books and you'd be studying. After that, I remember that you said, you know, I'm going to go to the community college at night. And I remember you taking one class and you started off like that. And then Dad was the one to take care of us, to cook for us. And we hated the beans and eggs because that's all he ever knew how to cook for us. I can remember us stuffing it under the refrigerator and then we would act like our plates were done. He used to make us eat everything because he wanted us to appreciate everything that we had, because I know that both of y'all came from basically nothing. And I mean, I was just so proud the day that you graduated.
Yeah, I had to hurry up and graduate before you guys did because I knew you guys were coming right behind me. And
yeah, well, I really thought that was something special. If I was to have the choice to choose another mother, I would never choose anybody else but you.
In 2000, Jamie Miyamoto traveled to China to adopt a baby girl during the era of the country's one-child policy. Two decades later, Jamie sat down with her daughter, Daily.
What was it like to see me and hold me for the first time?
Oh, it was so weird. They said to stay in your hotel room and they were going to knock on the door and bring you the babies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like Uber Eats delivery. They just deliver a kid to you. It's like, okay. And you were so sad, just sobbing. And I just felt so bad. And you came in this little yellow Hello Kitty outfit.
We still have it.
But it
so
was
cute.
So cute. And then as soon as they put you in my arms, you peed all over me. You know, I think I told you why you were probably adopted as a girl. You sort of just accepted it all and then
and
moved
I
on.
I understood, because I remember even a long, long time ago, I always thought, oh, I hope they don't think I'm mad at them. I hope they know that I'm okay, you know. So one of the main things I want to meet them for is just to let them know that I lived a good life and so that they can rest easy. Because I know a lot of birth parents who give up their child for adoption just never know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just left to wonder.
Yeah.
Yomi was born with a rare genetic disorder that causes her bones to break under the slightest pressure. Somehow she survived, and years later, she thanked her mom for never giving up on her.
Your skull was fractured, your arms, your ribs, your legs, and they said that you would probably die during the night. So the best thing would be to leave you at the hospital. But there was no way that I was going to leave you there. And they had a rocking chair, and I would sit there and hold you. And I remember our hearts touched each other. I used to always say, we have one heart, you and I.
So what was it like caring for me throughout the years?
Well, I remember giving you a bath, and you turned your arm, and I heard it.
The bone snap?
Yeah. And you were crying, I'm crying.
I used to keep track of my fractures, but then they just got out of control. I would fall, or I remember one time one of my sisters dropped an orange on me and that broke something. I mean, you could look at me too hard and I would break. So I have my down periods, but I don't always have to articulate every single thing because you get it. You understand. You know, one of my regrets is that I didn't have my own children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest desires for wanting to mother is to be able to carry on this legacy of love that you started with me.
You can learn more about StoryCorps and find all kinds of human stories at StoryCorps.org. That's three good things. Happy Mother's Day.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.